Dylan Hockley was just 6 years old when he and 25 others were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School in December 2012. His mother, Nicole Hockley, says Dylan was a bundle of joy who loved watching Disney movies and playing with his older brother, Jake.
He was mischievous and he had a laugh that was incredibly infectious. People honestly used to just tickle him just to hear him laugh.
And he loved his chocolate.
After every meal, he had to have 4 squares of Hershey chocolate. That was his treat, and he knew exactly where the bars were in the cupboard. And as long as he ate enough of his food, he could have his squares of chocolate, and that was important to him.
In the aftermath of the shooting, Nicole Hockley joined the Sandy Hook Promise Foundation, a group campaigning for legislative reforms. She recently traveled to Allentown to kick off a national tour to promote a federal bill intended to curb gun violence by improving mental health. It's called the Promoting Healthy Minds for Safer Communities Act.
We really feel that this is an important bill to reduce and prevent gun violence through improving intervention and prevention and giving both community-based and law enforcement tools to help more readily identify and deal with mental health and behavioral issues.
If passed, the legislation would expand existing definitions of who is barred from buying guns to include people involuntarily committed to outpatient mental health treatment. It would also prevent those convicted of stalking or domestic abuse from purchasing firearms. Congressman Mike Thompson, a Democrat from California, is the prime sponsor. He says another benefit is it would give law enforcement greater authority to seize guns from those deemed as threats to public safety.
The bill provides grants to states so they can create laws that allow law enforcement to get a warrant and remove guns from people who are a danger to themselves or others.
Second Amendment advocates are especially concerned about possible gun seizures. Thompson says the Healthy Minds Act is unlikely to be voted on before November's midterm elections, citing opposition from the National Rifle Association. The NRA declined to be interviewed for this story, but issued a statement saying Thompson's bill is not a serious attempt at mental health reform. Quote, "It is a gun control bill that pursues a tired formula of categorical bans and taxpayer-funded political surveys and studies." And the NRA isn't alone in that sentiment. Kim Stolfer is the president of Firearms Owners Against Crime, a political action committee in Pittsburgh. He says seizing people's guns, even when approved by a judge, is a clear violation of those rights.
The intrusiveness of government. It limits individuals' due process rights, and it is, in general, just a way of tightening the noose around law-abiding citizens without having any impact whatsoever on any of the mass murders that have been committed by individuals with firearms.
Stolfer says the taxpayer money should instead go to increasing funds for mental health facilities.
Government has got to take and examine why we don't have adequate facilities to treat these mentally ill people. That has to be looked at. And these grant programs they're talking about is not going to do it.
But Nicole Hockley says this one bill won't be the only way Sandy Hook Promise tries to reduce gun violence. The group's Coast to Coast tour will feature discussions with numerous politicians about many different initiatives. Hockley says the problem is that since Sandy Hook, politicians have yet to enact any real change.
Over the last 18 months, there's been a lot of talk at a federal level for gun safety and mental health initiatives. But in terms of any tangible changes in mental health and gun safety, that's really stalled federally.
And the legislative battles will continue, not just federally, but locally and within states. In Pennsylvania, Sandy Hook Promise plans to lobby for restrictions on firearm magazines and universal background checks for all types of gun buyers, while groups like the NRA and Firearms Owners Against Crime stand ready to oppose them. With WHYY News, I'm Cristiano Lima.